Now, Connor Pope is on the line. How are you doing, Connor?
Hi, Ray. How are you getting on?
Good. You sound a little
I
bit...
I heard that interview.
Right. You sounded a little bit Monday-y.
No. Actually, yeah. I was just listening to that to your interview with Jill, and I have to say I watched the entire series on All Four a couple of weeks back, and it's just one of those TV programmes that will stick with me for a very, very long time to come. It was just so well done and so incredibly sad.
Did you cry?
I did.
Yeah.
I should like to... It doesn't take much these days, does it, Monray? No, but I mean, do you know what? I mean, I grew up in the 80s, so I had a very vague memory of how HIV and AIDS started to become more commonplace. And I remember watching a Today Tonight programme in the early 1980s, maybe 1983, 1984 about it. And as a teenage boy, it absolutely terrified me because it was... The way it was presented was just so scary. Yeah. And, you know, but for all of those people who are living in that world and who are at serious risk, it was just a terrible, terrible time. Mm. And, you know, and the thing is, they were so unlucky in that window, because within a couple of years, they developed really significant treatments and they'd made all sorts of breakthroughs.
Well, within 10 years.
It took that long. But I mean, yeah. and now as all your listeners will know, it's a manageable illness.
Yes.
But it was just such a frightening time, and the programme was done really well.
Brilliantly, yeah. Okay, this came into pricewatch.rte.ie. Dear Connor, we booked flights with Aer Lingus for travel in May 2020. Obviously, we couldn't travel and made about 3 attempts to get a gift voucher for future use. We finally got it in December, but it did not include reimbursement for our bags and seats. The original ticket was €250.96, and we only got €166.06 back, which included an additional 10%. I thought you got a full refund plus 10%. We're worn out with it at this stage.
Yeah, no, I mean, this is one of those small things, and it's only a relatively small amount of money. And when you think about a lot of the money that people have lost as a result of cancelled arrangements or plans that had to be just scrapped entirely, it's not that much. But, you know, I can understand the frustration of these listeners, and the fact that they spent so long trying to get their voucher off Aer Lingus, and then they get the voucher and they feel shortchanged because I think it's €80 less than they spent. So, you know, all credit to them for pushing it, because I think an awful lot of people in that kind of circumstance would just say, do you know what, we leave it. I just can't be bothered with it anymore because it's too much stress. And this kind of story has impacted on tens, if not hundreds of thousands of people all over this country and certainly further afield. And one of the interesting things about it was that Aer Lingus, when they were issuing the vouchers, I mean, it's funny that the way the pandemic has impacted the airlines, it's come in waves. In the early parts of the crisis last March and April, Ryanair was getting a lot of praise for the manner in which it was handling it, and Aer Lingus was getting a lot of flack. And then September, October, Aer Lingus was getting all the flack and Ryanair was getting a degree of praise. And one of the good things that Aer Lingus did was they issued vouchers that extend for 5 years, I think. So if you get if your flight was cancelled and you got the voucher, you opted to get the voucher, you got the 10% bonus, plus you can use the voucher anytime within 5 years. Aer Lingus, by contrast, Ryanair, by contrast, had a shorter term for their vouchers. And of course, that begged the question. Remember, we've talked about vouchers in the past.
Yes.
And there was a change in legislation, which meant that vouchers have to be for a minimum period of 5 years. So I remember putting that to the Department of Enterprise, and they pointed out that it's only gift vouchers that have to have a minimum period of 5 years. So Ryanair giving people a refund as a result of a cancelled flight, it's not technically under the law considered a gift voucher.
Yes,
okay. So there's going to be questions being asked in the days and weeks and months ahead for people who had vouchers for 2021, but they can't travel in 2021 either. But the bottom line is this couple was owed the full cost of their ticket. Now, that includes baggage charges.
So just to get it straight here. So there was a ticket price and they then went for extra bags and they want designated seats. So that's where the 70-odd euro comes in. Yeah.
And you know yourself, Ray, how much the extra bags, they can quickly add up. Like a 20-kilo bag, depending on where you're going, can be 30 or 40 euros. And if you pay for your seats, they can be another 15 or 20 euros. So they were down around 80 quid and they pursued it. and they were just getting absolutely nowhere. So eventually they contacted us. Now I contacted the airline, and you know, within 48 hours, the airline had got back onto the couple to say that there'd been an error and that they were being the refund was being processed, and they would get the full amount that they were due back. And Aer Lingus apologised, and they pointed out that they've now processed 97% of all the refunds and vouchers. And you must remember that people were actually doing the airlines a favour by accepting the vouchers, because under the law, under EU Directive 261, people were entitled to a full refund of the flights. But an awful lot of people said, you know what, I've spent the money already, I have the voucher in the bank, I'll be able to use that at some future time. So it is important that people pursue these things, and it is important that you get back whatever it is that you're owed. It doesn't matter if it's 80 quid or 800 quid. It's still money that is rightfully in the pocket of this listener and not in the pocket of the airline.
So the important thing is, if you're listening and you looked for a refund and you'd paid extra for bags and seats and you didn't get that, you need to get it. Isn't that the
that's, exactly, and you're entitled to it. Them's the rules. Like, yeah. I mean, you're entitled to the full amount that you spent, plus the 10%. Because in fairness to Aer Lingus, they were giving the people an extra 10%. But it kind of spoils it a little bit when they say, "We'll give you an extra 10%," but then they don't, or at least then. And like, I will. I think we should cut them some slack, because you know, they have been dealing with a huge, huge, huge volume of refunds, and they have been dealing with an unparalleled situation that is just beyond imaginable. It's so difficult for all of the airlines. So I would forgive them if things fall through the cracks. But again, they should have the mechanisms in place to pick these things up before people contact the show to try and get things resolved. But I suppose the bottom line is they responded quickly, they resolved it, they've been in touch with the listener. The listener is now getting their full refund in a voucher.
And the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar said last week that he didn't think there'd be a lot of international travel this summer. So it looks,
I believe there's a run quite some time.
Yeah, there's a run on people booking holidays for the end of the year. Do you think that's hopeful on their behalf? Wishful thinking.
Well, do you know what? I mean, when we were talking about this in March of last year, and when I was talking to travel experts and like people in the industry, they were all saying the summer's probably a write-off, but October of 2020 will be grand.
Right.
So, you know, I think everyone has to take everything that happens in the days and weeks ahead with a pinch of salt. But, you know, we do have the vaccines. We do have the vaccines, and I know that the rollout hasn't been as fast here as it has been in other jurisdictions, but I would be very, very confident that by the end of the summer, travel will have started to get back to normal. And of course, you are going to have the situation where vaccination certificates and passports, vaccine passports or whatever it might will be allowed. And, you know, if I have a vaccine and I can prove that I have a vaccine, well, then there should be no reason why I can't travel to a country that accepts that criteria for entry.
But the other thing is, just because you can doesn't mean you will. That I would imagine, and a lot of people are going to be reluctant to travel for a while. No? He's gone.
Pardon?
You lost me there. It didn't really matter. It doesn't matter. Connor, thank you very much. Pricewatch@rte.ie if you need Connor's advice on any consumer issues. And we'll talk to Connor again next Monday. Anish Tosh and Anna Friedskelton and Ogta Lamar de Wallish.